I recently saw on television an inspirational story about a man who was born with no arms or legs and just a small foot connected to his hip. He was saying things like, it's a lie to think that you're not worth anything. He has learned how, you know, because of his deficiency, and he has learned how to write, to type, to use a computer, make scrambled eggs, swim, dive, and many other activities. And yet he attributes his courage to religion. So is religion valuable for some people? Well, in one way, it is. Because people generally now know only what I call D and M. It's the only choice that they can think of. And D is, you have no philosophy, no guidance, everything is concrete, no morality. M is, you have philosophy, morality, etc., but it's otherworldly. Now, as I point out in the Dim book, up to a point, M can give people a kind of strength that D never can. It gives them a sense of reality, philosophy, their personal relationship to reality, values. Now, and that can be a source of courage when you have nothing else, you know, but random pieces of paper from a fortune cookie, which is the D idea. Now, as you must know from the Objectivist literature, in one form or another, these promises will not hold up. They have all the negations that go along with being irrational and in conflict with reality. But still, it remains true that faith gives these people, to whatever extent, a sense of the base and view they should have of life, which they can't get anywhere else. And if you want another example, there were studies done of concentration camp victims, and I believe they found that the more religious ones had a greater chance of surviving the camps psychologically, because they had something to hold on to.